It is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm coming up on the first annual anniversary of being a priest, and I'm reminded of the principles of the church. I think it's all good for all of us to be reminded as such about what the church is. And when I go through these doctrine, principles and doctrines of the church, we'll understand that what we're to stand for and what we're to stand against. And remember what our words I just read. My house is the house of prayer. Principles and doctrines of the church. The nature of the church. We gather as people called by God to be faithful and obedient to Him. As a royal priestly people of God, the church is called to be, in fact, the manifestation of Christ and in and to the world. True religion is revealed to man by God. We cannot decide what is truth. A lot of the modern churches do that. They change things. The Holy Ghost gave me this or that, something new. Thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. The Holy Ghost will teach us what is here. He is not going to give us something new. Everything we need is here. So we cannot decide what is truth, but rather in obedience ought to receive, accept, cherish, and defend, and teach what God has given us. The church is created by God and is beyond the ultimate control of men. The church is the body of Christ at work in the world. She is the society of the baptized, called out from the world, in it, but not of it. As Christ's faithful bride, she is different from the world and must not be influenced by it. I had a priest one time that he's an order priest, and he was demonstrating, said, the world is going like this, to the left. A lot of the church is going to the left. The church is here, and this is where she must be. The world moves away. We try to draw her back, but the world does not draw us away. The essentials of truth and order. We repudiate all deviation of departure from the faith, in whole or in part, and bear witness to these essential principles of evangelical truth and apostolic order. The Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the authentic word, record, and work of God, revelation of Himself, His saving activity, and moral demands, a revelation valid for all men and for all time. The creeds. The Nicene Creed is the authoritative summary of the chief articles of the Christian faith, together with the Apostles' Creed, and that known as the Creed of St. Athanasius, to be thoroughly received and believed, as they have always been believed by the Church. Tradition. The received tradition of the Church and its teaching, as set forth by the ancient Catholic bishops and doctors, and especially as defined by the seven ecumenical councils, that is, of the undivided Church, to the exclusion of all errors, ancient and modern. The seven ecumenical councils were before the subdivision of the East and the West. The sacraments. The sacraments of baptism, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist, holy matrimony, holy orders, penance, and unction of the sick, as objective and effective signs of the continued presence and saving activity of Christ our Lord among His people, and as His covenanted means for conveying His grace. In particular, we affirm the necessity of baptism and the Holy Eucharist. And of course, the Holy Eucharist, we can't always have it here, but the point is to be desirous of the Holy Eucharist and what the efficacy of the Holy Eucharist will do for us. Baptism is incorporating us into Christ with its completion and confirmation as a seal of the Holy Spirit. And the Eucharist as a sacrifice which unites us to the all-sufficient sacrifice of Christ on the cross, and the sacrament in which he feeds us with his body and blood. And a lot of misunderstanding with that among Protestants and evangelicals. We are not crucifying Christ anew. We are representing his one full complete sacrifice, as you'll hear in the canon of the Mass. So that's misunderstood. As a priest, as bishop, we represent God's, Jesus' one sacrifice for all time, for all people. Holy orders. The holy orders of bishops, priests, and deacons as a perpetuation of Christ's gift of apostolic ministry to his church, asserting the necessity of a bishop of apostolic succession or priest ordained by such. My orders would not be valid if I was not ordained by a bishop in apostolic succession. Although there are some churches that are called Anglican or otherwise that differ from that. But as it said, no bishop, no church. The bishop or the priest is a celebrant of the Eucharist. These orders consisting exclusively of men in accordance with Christ's will and institution, as evidenced by the scriptures. The scriptures are clear about the male character of the three major orders in the church. And the universal practice of the church Catholic. The minor order, which is not a so-called outside the rail, deaconesses. The ancient office and ministry of deaconesses as a lay vocation for women, affirm the need for proper encouragement of that office. They're the ones that will pray, prepare people for baptism, ones that will catechize children. In the Catholic Church, the nuns would do that. They would fill that function. Duty of bishops. Bishops as apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, as well as their duty, together with other clergy, priests, deacons, to guard and defend the purity and integrity of the church's faith and moral teaching. The use of other formulae. In affirming these principles, we recognize that all Anglican statements of faith and liturgical formulae must be interpreted in accordance with them. Incompetence of church bodies to alter truth. This happens a lot, unfortunately. We disclaim any right or competence to suppress, alter, or amend any of the ancient ecumenical creeds and definitions of faith, to set aside or depart from Holy Scripture, or to alter or deviate from the essential prerequisites of any of the sacraments. Unity with other believers. We declare a firm intention to seek and achieve full sacramental communion and visible unity with other Christians who worship the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity, and who hold the Catholic and Apostolic faith in accordance with the foregoing principles. A lot of the so-called church has become a den of thieves. They've let Satan come in and take over, subscribe to what the world subscribed to as being all right. I don't think I need to enumerate the various things that have invaded some of the church, but some of the things which are against the natural laws of God are permitted in some churches with the idea of being inclusive. We're inclusive because of Jesus Christ as we follow what I've set forth as what the principles of the doctrine of the church are that we have to subscribe to, that are set forth in Scripture and again have been upheld by the church for all time and in all places. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.